Blog Talk Radio.
What's up?
Well,
you got me on speaker?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? It's coming out. What?
I said why?
Because I was doing something.
Yeah, you need to get some...
Multitask.
Multitask, well, I'm hearing everything else. Anyway.
What you hear? Ain't nothing bad right here, ain't nothing.
I just heard somebody laughing in the back.
Yeah, that was me. I was laughing, not
you. That was before. Listen, that didn't sound like one of your laughs. Anywho, what up, everybody?
Like
what's going on? What's the deal? What's the deal? Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's popping, everybody? Hope everyone is well. Big Red and Brother B in the house. And please, pardon me. Been trying to fight off this cold that's coming on, but it seemed like I'm losing the battle.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know what's worse, the cold that's coming on that you're trying to fight or when it just actually gets you.
When you're fighting it, that's the worst. I think it's worse when you're fighting it.
Yeah, because...
Because you're not sure which way it's going to come. Like, you know.
Yeah, listen, man. I've been... The past couple of days, I've been... taking all types of stuff, and it's like, It's still just getting here.
Yeah, like you don't know if it's a head cold, or coming from the throat, the chest.
Oh, this is straight congestion.
Infection. Yeah.
Congestion. Well, yeah, it started off with, like, my ear, so I had to throw some drops in there. The next thing you know, it started going towards the chest. The chest is the worst, man, because I try to avoid it getting there. So that's when the asthma kicks in, and then everything else is just...
Yeah, that's
shot the shit.
Yeah, you can't. Sometimes you can't. Even though you be trying to avoid it, but sometimes that's it. Just because all of that is connected to eye, ear, nose, throat, teeth, everything. So everything just clumps up all together. So I feel your pain. I go through it as well. Post nasal drips and sinus infections and all that craziness.
Yeah, so I know a few people that's under the weather or something, trying to catch them. So to all the people not feeling well out there, man, just give you a shout out. Say you're not alone. You are not alone. I'm sick with you. Medicine's not working, and I don't know what.
Take yourself to the doctor.
No. Oh, damn it. So why? You give me more drugs, more pills? No.
Listen.
No.
Sometimes,
Tea
and Brandy.
That's what I haven't done. Tea and Brandy. That's fine. You know what? When I get off in the morning, I get off of work. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna have a big cup of tea with some brandy up in there. Let it burn.
I can't do that. I'll be up for 5 days.
Listen, I'm gonna sleep like a baby, Jack. What are you talking about? Tea and brandy. I'm gonna be out. Out.
I mess with that stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess between the caffeine and brandy, I don't know. Maybe it will put me to sleep.
Decaffeinated tea.
Oh. All right, well, listen, I ain't got none of that. I need to get some, because I'm bad with the caffeine. Woo! Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want you up for the whole week. So once again, what up, everybody? Big Red and Brother B, it's the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Sorry, my bad, I'm a little under the weather. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And we are on Facebook, Dominion, Mind Your Mental. That's MindURMENTAL. And before we, you know, get into some other things, y'all, I want to send a serious, very big, big heartfelt condolences to my bro and his family. His father passed away. And I'm going to send a shout out, you know, to the Preston family, man. You know, one thing I'm going to miss about his pops, you know, especially, you know, it's always a nice thing when you've been around a family for so many years, like over 20 years. You know, seeing that we've been friends and I've known his family. And, you know, every time I used to see his pops, man, he used to, you know, tell me a story. And, you know, sometimes me and him would be heading out to hit the streets and he'd be like, yo, son, my pops telling you a story, he getting long with it, we got to go. But you know what? I would feel compelled to stick around for a minute and just listen, because you know what? Sometimes you just need to listen to the elders, man, when they speaking. You know,
right.
You just when you think something doesn't apply to you at the moment, what they're saying, sometimes there are jewels in there that will apply, something that you can use, you know what I'm saying, for later on. And, you know, that's one thing I'm going to miss. You know, he would always throw, like, this grin on his face, and then, you know, tell me a story of his experience and life and stuff. And like I said, man, you know, when the elders speak, you know, sometimes we got to listen. That's the problem. Now, a lot of this the problem nowadays. We don't listen to the elders. Yeah, we don't listen to the elders, man. We don't listen to the elders when they be talking. We just dismiss what they be saying and stuff like that. We can't do that because, remember, they was here before us. So they became elders for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, definitely my condolences to him, man. And like I said, I'm gonna miss those stories, man. You know, definitely.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully I'll be one of those storytellers one day. Pull my daughter to the side and be like, yo, I remember, you know, da 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 da. She's like, oh, come on, Dad. And like, no, you're gonna listen to my damn story.
They do that now. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know that.
We exactly. Are the elders now. Now, I mean, we're not elders, but
yeah.
We getting there. We on that brink of doing that when you're talking, and nobody want to hear what you got to say until they experience something. Then it's like, oh, that's what she was talking about. Yeah, I'm getting, you know, my young men are going through that way. Oh, no, you didn't want to listen to me years ago, and y'all was teenagers then, and now that you're older, now everything is making sense to you when I say it. Or it's starting to make sense to you.
Well, sometimes the sad part is when you start to realize certain things too late.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You already shitted and stepped in it. And it's, you got doodle on your ankles. Now what you going to do?
Yep, exactly.
But as it was said in the cartoon, if Woody just would have went to the police,
this would never have happened.
Exactly. But, you know, people just don't want to do it. You know, they don't want to do it, man. So,
uh-uh.
Interesting times. Very, very interesting.
Very interesting times.
You know,
very
so.
Interesting. So, I don't know. Listen, one day,
man.
One day.
What's going on with you, Red? How you doing? How you doing, Red? How you doing?
I'm I'm chilling, just trying to let stay off the books right now. trying to keep this face of mine out the mugshots. Cause people just do things to just to trigger you or irritate you, and it's just like, once again, we live in a world where people just like you're looking for that much of a attention, and it's just like, why? Like, you were the kid that they placed in the corner, or did they pick on you? I mean, I got picked on when I was younger, but I ain't walking around looking for extra attention or looking for somebody to, bothering people just for attention. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I leave people alone. Because I want to be left alone.
True.
But people don't, they don't think about that. They just feel that, I don't know, they must, look in my face and must think, she wants to be bothered. No, I actually don't. No, I actually don't.
Like I said, the humans.
Humans, that's what it is, and just gotta keep it moving.
True. So, okay, our topic for tonight, once again, is Big Red and Brother B with the Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Just calling the numbers 347-324-3395. Now, topic for tonight. Red, you're going to set it off. Can a woman be too independent?
Well, me setting it off, that's more of a question for a man to answer. I have my own answer, but that's something more that, should be geared towards, a guy to, give his input on that. So, Brother B, I want your input first.
Listen, I can say that I believe that some women can take the independent thing too far. But
okay.
I have no issues with women wanting to be independent. I think it's a good thing. But I think some women can be a little too independent, especially when they start throwing it out there, oh, I don't need this, or I don't need him, or I don't need a man, and all this and that. It's not about needing a man. It's basically about, wanting to share your life with someone or wanting to, be with someone. But, there's so many fuckboys running around nowadays. It's like, I don't really see any of them in a position to say, oh, you need me. Like, the only thing they could probably say is like, oh, you need the D, vitamin D, and that's it. But otherwise, a lot of women out there don't even need that, because they could be content with their machines. So,
right.
That being
but
said, yeah,
the
that's
thing
my answer.
Is,
okay.
Well, but the thing is, all right, a woman being independent, that's but the thing is, too independent, and is it a turn off or not for men? Like, is that a turn off for, for men? Like, in your opinion, do you think that would be a turn off of a woman being too independent? I guess, just like you said with the, I don't need a man to do this and I don't need a man to do that. Or if you're in a relationship with that person, with the woman, and she maybe make more money than the guy does, or she does everything, and the guy may do just like the minimum of what he can do. So now, is that something that would be a turnoff? Because I see that as, this is why maybe some men go out, and maybe that's why they cheat, or they go, go elsewhere, basically. So is that turn off?
I think it may be a turn off to the fuck boys or to the insecure dudes.
Okay.
Like, insecure dudes will probably feel some type of way about their woman making more money than them, or their woman or somebody that they're dealing with just having more than what they have. And
okay.
And it may, it could be a turnoff to them, but my whole thing is, like, if two people are together and they have an understanding and they have in a relationship, I mean, the other stuff shouldn't matter. You know, I don't think the dude should feel threatened by a woman, you know, doing her. You know, she out there making that money, she paying the bills, she handling this, she handling that. Like, yo, if anything, she should be applauded, you know, and she's like, yo.
Right, but that's what you say.
Yeah.
But what about the ones that you know, have that in their head that, oh, she thinks she all of that. Oh, well, you know, oh, she makes more money than me, or, well, you know, I'm supposed to be the one to take out the garbage, but she does it. I'm supposed to be the one that pumps the gas, but she does it. She tell me, oh, no, you don't have to worry about it. I'll do it.
Well, then that's when you're able to make a conscious choice of getting your ass up out the car and doing it. My lady did that to me one time. She was like, oh, I'll get out and pump the gas. And, you know, I was, like, tired. You know, she had just, I think, picked me up from work, something like that. I was mad tired, falling asleep. And I was like, hell no. And all my tiredness, I'm like, nah, I ain't going to be sitting in this car while you pump the gas. Listen, I can have a broke leg. I'm getting out the car and pumping the damn gas. Just off of GP.
Right.
That's just me. That's
right.
Just off some. Now, some dudes ain't built like that. They think it's okay. I mean, I've seen it before. I mean, to each his own. I'm not cool with it, you know, because that's not what I'm used to seeing.
Right.
So seeing it is just like, you know, having your woman pump the gas, or you just sitting in the car, what, playing with your nails?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. Like, so then that's the thing of, like, how can it be a turn? I mean, it's a turn off, but you're saying it's a turn off, but then you're letting, just like you said, you're not taking the initiative to go ahead and say, you know what? No, I'll pump the gas. I may be tired. Oh, my finger may hurt. I might got arthritis like Fred Sanford, but I'm going to pump this gas for you, or I'm going to, you know, fix the car for you, or, you know, I'll take out the garbage. That's not something that you should be doing. I'll take out the garbage. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you have some dudes that'll try to flip it and be like, well, you want to be equal opportunity, so, you know, why can't you do it? You know, I'm like, to me, that's a cop out sometimes, man. Like, that's really,
I believe that,
a cop out.
Because I've had a coworker do that to me, where, you know, we, you know, have to sit down to do our job, and it was a particular seat that I was going to try and sit in, and he swiped it, and I said, well, I was going to sit there, and one of the other coworkers, and I was like, yeah, you know, she's, you know, if that was, you know, yo, you know, give her the seat. She was going to sit there for, oh, well, y'all women want to be equal. I said, oh, okay, not a problem. I was like, wow. Like, okay. All right.
Well, I mean, and see, that's the thing. I mean, that's a little, you know, that's a salty little MF.
Oh, yeah.
A little salty.
I already know that the issue with that is that's already something that I know that's like more of a learned behavior, because you know, that one doesn't have a good relationship with his mother. So I already know what that was about. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, sometimes I think that interplays with that as well, where, you know, when, you know, some men have you know, mommy issues, and they you know, they act on it, and then they act on it with all women. So. So,
yeah, that's kind of, you know,
I think that plays into that too. So, but
conflicts.
So, also with that, now the being too independent. Now, I'll pose this out here, this question. Like, okay, a woman being too independent, but what if it's to the point where she has nobody else to depend on, like. she's always had to depend on herself. So this is why maybe if she does get into a relationship, you know, I think if she does get into a relationship and the man is willing to do what it is that she can already do or does for herself, you know, I think that's where, you know, that's what I think some men don't see or they don't get sometimes. And then they see it, like I said, I think they see that as a kind of like a turn off too, because it's like, well, I'm trying to help you, but then you're like, but listen, I've been doing this for the last 10, 20 years by myself, and here you come, and it's like, it's hard to just say I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to let you do it because I'm so used to doing it.
Yeah, and I've heard that. I've heard that before. I remember when me and my kid's mother was splitting up, and the first time when she was like, "Oh, you gotta go," and she got her ass on her back, and she was like, "Oh, you gotta go," and then all of a sudden she was like, "Oh, you can come back home," and I'm like, "All right," but her attitude when I came back was like, "Oh, I don't think I'm fully ready to allow you to pay for anything in the household." And I was like, what is that supposed to mean? Because basically, mm-hmm. if I was paying something or paying for things or give or contributing money, then she feel that I had some type of say.
Okay.
And I was like, wow. Like, see, that's what I mean with the too independent or you being too extra. Like, for you to tell a dude. And somebody else told me that they were told that by a woman before too. Like, listen,
mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, ready for you to assume any responsibilities or pay for anything in the house because, you know, basically without saying it, like, I don't want you to think you have some type of say or have some type of rule up in here or something.
But
and
okay.
I was just like, wow, like, what kind of crap is that?
Yeah, but I think that's something different. Like, what I mean is, like I said, I don't think it's about a person having say, or maybe this is just the way my mind thinks. I don't think it would be about a person having say-so because they're paying for something or they're doing something. I'm saying if I'm used to doing things on my own, and I'm not just talking about, well, yeah, you could say paying for my own, like, cable bill, rent, you know, I'm used to doing grocery shopping on my own, whatever. Like I said, taking out garbage. I'm used to something else that maybe a man does, like they always say, screwing in a light bulb or something like that, or some type of maintenance in the house. Now, if I'm used to doing those things on my own because I don't have that male around to do it, and then if I do have a mate that comes and he has to, whether they live with me or they're just coming for a visit and say, you know, something, say a window needs to be fixed, and I do that all the time, and then he says, oh, well, you know what, listen, if you do that all the time, you know what, let me do it. Let me see if I can fix it. Maybe if I fix it, you won't have to do it anymore. And I kind of give him some resistance on it. Not because I think that he's going to take over, but I'm giving him resistance because it's just like, you doing it, maybe it'll get fit. No, I know, I'm going to do it myself. Because I'm just, I'm conditioned. I'm used to that. I'm used to doing it on my own. Because once again, I don't have anybody else that can help, that can help me with it. So do you think that would turn the man off that way as well, or...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, because...
But what if she's not used to it? Like I said, you have to think about something. Now, in relationship, if she's not used to it, now, don't you think you should give the woman time to get used to something? Or like I said, if I'm giving you the resistance...
All right, well, you can give me all the time. Listen, some people you can give time and the dude, a man, will understand.
Uh-huh.
You know, but you have others that'll feel like they're being alienated. Like, all right, if women say, or a lot of women out there think that, oh, well, men are supposed to do this, men are supposed to do that, and then when you get a man that believes in taking care of his woman or taking care of, you know, the loved ones close to him, and then you deny him what he's supposed to do, he's going to feel like he's being alienated. He may feel like he's being put out of the circle.
Mm-hmm. right. I get that.
You know what I'm saying? You say you can't you can't sit there and say, oh, well, man's supposed to do this, man's supposed to do that, but then you turn around, you don't let the man be the man.
Right, that, I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
But as you said before, but you have to give that woman time to get
That you should, that's something, listen, I can understand giving them time on, but in the same token, if you want to be in a relationship, you got to start playing that 50-50 game off the back. Like, you got to get your stuff together and be like, yo, all right, this is how it's going to go. Because not everybody is going to work at your schedule. Sometimes it just don't happen like that. You got some dudes that will get hand on from the jump and be like, oh, baby, you know, I got you on this, I got you on that. And the next thing you know, they're looking at the dude suspect because they're waiting for the other shoe to drop because they feeling insecure about some things. Listen, you can't do that, man. You can't do
that. So what do you mean by the other shoe to drop? Like, you mean like they're waiting for him to slack off and say, oh, well.
He coming in here doing too much. He must want something.
Okay, but do you think that women, maybe it's a reason behind that?
Yeah, but in some cases, it could just be a false flag reason. It could be their own, you know, their own past experiences, their own baggage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the whole thing is just the fact that I do believe that in some cases, once again, you gotta let the man be the man. If you and the dude are seeing each other, and if you have reservations about things you want him to do or roles you want him to, you know, assume, then of course you got to let him know up front, but you got to be prepared for the like, wow, you know, like it's like that, because you, like I said, you do have some dudes that feel that way, like, oh wow, it's like that, and that's when some of them will say like, yo, you being a little bit too extra with the independent thing now. Like, I understand you want to do certain things yourself, but if we are together, if we are in a relationship, you can't start off the relationship on some one-sided, well, I got to do this for me. I don't need you to do nothing. You just do what you're doing. And that's not, you know what I'm saying? That's not a good look, because put your shoe on the other foot if a dude told you that.
Right.
You would, how serious?
And I have, I've had that happen,
yeah, how serious could you take the, like, you may think like, ah, this dude is bullshitting. Like, he ain't really down for me. Like, he telling me this because he don't want me to do this, he don't want me to do that, and he doing it all himself. Like, can you really take him serious? Like, do you really think that, you know, for that split second, you can sit there and be like, you know what? He might be dealing with somebody. Like, he doesn't seem like he's really into the relationship because he's too focused on doing everything himself.
Right.
You know, and so it could be the same. The dude will look at it the same way with a woman. It's like, yo, how could I take you all that serious? And you telling me you don't want me to be that serious. You want me to be a man in your life, but you don't want me to be the man in your life.
Right. Like the man, right? Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And you really can't tell a man that really wants to be down for you. You can't tell him that. It's you know what I'm saying. It's like it's a push away.
Right. So that's where the turn. That's where the turn off comes in at. But what about the ones that, you know, like I said, they like that woman that's doing everything.
Yeah,
they like that
and
too independent, even though they may talk about the woman, they may say, because I've heard, you know, I've also heard that with men, they're, oh, that what she thinks, like I said, she thinks she all that, and she don't let me do this, and she pay all the bills, and she this, and she that. I mean, I got my little job, but this, that, and the other. But guess what? You're not going anywhere. You're not doing anything about it. And once again, are you stepping up on your part? How are you stepping up on your part to make her say, you know, to make her not think that she has the upper hand over you all the time?
Well, depending on his situation, the only thing that, you know, really can be done. Is he just got, you know, it's a thing of putting up a shut-up. Like, you don't want to be a dude. Listen, some men don't want to be disrespectful and disrespect the woman's wishes. But at the same time, once again, you can't talk about you want a man, but you don't want the man. You don't want the man to be the man.
Uh-huh.
Or be a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole thing. Like, you can't tell, you know, it's like I said, you got to really look at the other side of it. You want to be in a relationship, but you want to tell the dude that I don't need you to do X, Y, and Z. Because I can do that myself.
Right.
So what the hell are you getting in a relationship for? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell are you talk to the dude for? What? Why? Talk
you
to yourself.
You know what that's about. You know why they get into the relationship. What you think? Because I got somebody to lay in my bed at night.
Well, if
I got
somebody
that's giving me the good Johnsons.
Well, listen, then you roll with that. Then that's what you roll with. If that's your concern, that's what you roll with. And take your little independent ass up out of here. That's all.
You're too independent ass.
Yeah, take your little too independent ass up out of here. If you already got somebody giving you the vitamin D, but you're not satisfied, I don't know what to tell you, man. I really don't. I mean, what else? You know, what else are you looking for? If you're looking for the compatibility, you know, you're looking for the friendship, you're looking for all of this stuff. But once again, you want to sit there and tell a dude, like, yo, slow your roll. So I'm like, I can, you know, I've been doing this before you got here. But that's not the point. I'm here now. So you don't have to do all of that. Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? I ain't used to that. Okay, I understand. You're not used to it. But you got to get used to something.
Right, I think that would be something that you would have to sit that, like, if you start seeing that happening, and, you know, on both parts, you know, man, I think they would have to, once again, you know, have a sit down and talk about that. But see, the problem is, just like we always say, communication is lost now between everyone in relationships. And like I said, rather than sit down and have a conversation and communicate with each other, you know, unfortunately, some men will, like I said, they'll go seek that somewhere else. They'll go talk to someone else, another woman, basically, and tell them what's going on. And then that other woman, listen, she ain't caring about nothing. She gonna give you what you're looking for. Listen to you, give you what you're looking for, and then, you know, the man, his head gonna be like, oh, yeah, what she giving you, and she ain't giving me no resistance, and I ain't got to worry about this, and I ain't got to worry about that, and I ain't got to worry about her telling me this and this and that and the other.
See, some dudes, they like walking into situations like that. They want that independent chick. Like, oh, yeah, pay your bills. Yeah, pay, take care of your own stuff. Yeah, do all this and that. So they do what they do for themselves. And they're not looking for you to be up in their pocket. And still, to me, that's a fuckboy situation. Because no matter how independent you are, a real dude always going to be like, hey, I got you.
Right.
Real men are going to be like, yo, I got you. So, you know, be relaxed.
Right.
I mean, you can rock out and do what you got to do, but remember, I got you. Keep doing what you're doing, lady. Keep paying your own stuff. Miss Independent. It's just like, keep doing it.
Right, but once again, I mean,
pay your own bills and pay one of mine too.
Well, that's what some of them be on. But I'm just saying, it's like, to me, it's easier said than done. It's easy to say it, but to actually do it, you have to open yourself up and say, well, you know, well, I'm going to let this guy do whatever it is. But once again, if you open yourself up and say, okay, well, I'm going to let him be the man, and then he disappoints you, then it's like, what was the purpose? And I, from my own experience, I had that happen to me where I said, okay, because once again, I'm, you know, used to doing certain things on my own. Okay, I said, all right, let me put my guard down, and I'm going to let this person do and see what they're going to do. And guess what? I had to end up doing X, Y, and Z on my own. And then it's like, okay, then what are you here? Like, once again, what are you here for? I gave you a chance to, you know, open yourself up but I gave you a chance to be that man that you claim that you want to be, and then I end up having to do the thing on my own. So, what do you do then? Or what do you, you know, how you supposed to think? That's why I said it's kind of easier said than I understand what you're saying, but it's easier said than done. Because if you give that person that chance and they don't step up, then it's like, all right, well, damn, I gave you a chance. What am I supposed to do now?
All right, well, check this out. It's like, how many times you going to swipe your MetroCard and it says insufficient funds before you actually put some money on it?
Look, if the cop don't catch me now, if they don't catch me, I'm going through.
but you don't want to run that risk. You know
right.
what I'm saying? My whole thing is
right.
like, you got to look at the situation. If you got a dude out there that is very, like, too laxed with your independent thing, then there's a problem. To me, there's a problem. Because
right.
then he may be looking for you to be independent, that stay independent, and do a little extra for him, too, so he can be dependent on you.
That's
why I'm like, in the beginning, there has to be some type of balance.
Right, absolutely.
And
I feel that.
And a lot of people are not doing the whole balance thing.
Not at
you
all.
Know?
And I don't know if that's because of, what we have, I'm seeing it more of what's going on in this world of ours that we're living in now, especially like with social media, where you have, men are kind of like on that, oh, I'm scared to do certain things because then she's gonna get on me. Then she'll be, oh, well, you think I'm the woman and I'm independent and I can do this, I can do that. Oh, just because you can lay bricks, well, I can lay those bricks too. Yeah, that's fine. But, I feel that you got to let a man be a man. You have to.
Well, that's the thing. You have, and once again, I feel that's the situation with some women that are too independent. They don't want to let the man be the man because I guess they don't want to get used to something that may or not be real. May or may not stick around, but we'll let Miss Cherry throw
Hi,
in
Miss
her
Cherry.
Input.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm fine. How are
He's
you?
Okay.
I just turned on, so I'm gonna chime in.
Okay.
As far as what you're describing, independent, a woman that has her own, she's worked for it, and she's pretty confident and comfortable with what she has. I think I can fit into that category. And I agree with you, Big Red, what you were saying. A lot of times when you're used to doing it by yourself, you know what you want and you know the way you like it. And when you introduce a male in there, they may not be able to do certain things that you like the way that you like it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they make the effort, you feel like you have to accept it. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to hurt their feelings, you don't want to strip them of their manhood.
Right.
But it would not be the way that you would want it if you had the choice in it. So, and I was just going to say, a lot of times when you do meet an independent woman, the thing that draws the man is the fact that she's independent, but then when you get involved in a relationship, you don't want her to be independent. So there's a little bit of a mixed message there.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Lynn.
No, I was just going to say, okay, that what you're saying is perfect, Miss Cherry. That what you said is perfect. But what if the woman is too independent?
I said elaborate. Elaborate.
Yes, like if she's too independent, like you know, we're talking about, you know, regular independent women, but what about the two independent women or the ones that are too independent and the man may get turned off from, or is that a turn off for some men or, you know, some men?
Well, I think if you're too independent, you're probably not looking for a relationship. So it would be coming from the male, and he would be attracted to the fact that she is too independent. You know what I mean? If you're too independent, you're not looking for someone to step in and pay your bills. You're not looking for someone to, you know, come in and do maintenance because you already know you have that and you're comfortable with it. So you're really speaking from the male point of view. He needs someone that's too independent, and now that he's into the relationship, he would like her to allow him to take on some of that responsibility.
Okay.
But the thing that attracted him to her and the reason why he was drawn to her was the fact that she can do without him. She seems to be able to make it without a male. He doesn't have to babysit her. He doesn't have to, you know, like you said, come over to screw in a light bulb. She can do that herself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alright. Okay.
But then
okay.
That means, all right, so you're independent or you're on that too independent thing. But what happens when it gets to a point where you wanna let down the guard a little bit? You wanna stop being too independent. Oh, well, I got you here, so, you know, I got this dude here, so he can do this or he can do that. But sometimes it gets to a point where the dude is like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Like you said, that's what attracted me to you. Now all of a sudden you want me to help out? Like you wanna throw off some of that independence? Like why? Like, see, sometimes people get stuck in what you're doing that they feel they don't have to do it. So then then there's a point where a woman may want a man to step in and do something, but then it's like he's not even thinking about it because you've been doing it. So he's like, well, you've been doing it. I didn't really think you wanted my help. I just assumed that you was just going to keep doing it all by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think when you're looking at relationships, everyone wants to feel valued and be valuable. So if you're dating somebody and you're in a relationship and they remind you pretty much every day that they don't need you, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem to the relationship because eventually you will start to feel that you aren't needed and why you're around.
Right.
But that can be done subliminally. That can be done subliminally.
But my other point is when you do meet an independent woman, you're drawn to her because she is independent. You're not looking for that woman who, you know, every time there's a problem, she's on the phone crying about it. You want somebody who, you know, you can feel comfortable knowing that if something happened to you, she could go on. You know, so
well,
I'm not really
sure. There's a difference between needy and independent.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but yeah, I get what you're saying with that, but like some men get turned. Like I said, I've heard and I've seen for myself where men get turned off by that. Like I don't know what it is. Just like you said, me being independent or you know any woman being independent and you're attracted to me because of that, but. Then after a while, then it's like kind of like I don't know if you get turned off from it because once again you think because I can screw in that light bulb or I didn't ask you to do it and I did it myself. And once again, maybe I'm not. Once again, like I said earlier, if I'm not used to so having somebody that can do that for me and I can do it myself, or once again if I ask you to do it and it takes you days to do it with something
exactly.
I can do in 5 minutes and it takes you 2 and 3 and 4 days to do it, then it's like, then what is the purpose? But then you're getting turned off because I'm doing it. Now, I think more of the turning off goes, just like you said, if you're always throwing that in the man, say, oh, I can do this. Oh, I can do that. Oh, I pay all the bills. I do this, that. That's like kind of emasculating him. So, I mean, I think that's where the turn off may, you know, come in at as well. I think that's where that comes in. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, But some men, they just get turned off because, oh, she screwed in the light bulb and she didn't give me a chance to do it. Well, it took you like 10 days to do it. That's 3 minutes. Like, you know,
well, that,
so,
well, you know what? That's, you know what? That's, that right there is a little different. That right there is just, you know, just a dude being kind of a little lazy,
man.
Whatever. He's going to get around. He's going to get around to do it. He just wants you to ask him a few more times. Because if you if a dude do it right away, then it's like, wait a minute. If I do this right away for her, she's gonna have something else for me to do. So hold on, let me give it a couple of days.
No way.
Oh boy.
Right, but I mean that's fine if a guy, you know, that's it's like don't
listen. You
it.
Can't.
If that's what attracted you to me. Then don't switch it up later when now it's like, oh, she's too independent. So you know what? I'm going to go someplace else. Now, like, are you kidding me?
Some use it as an excuse. Some of them use it as an excuse.
Right. I think that's what it is, too. But, yeah, I think that's an excuse.
I was also going to say, when you're an independent woman, you know, there's a lot of things that you do. And it's no big deal. You just go out and do it. But sometimes when you get a man to do it, it's almost like you have to constantly praise them. But sometimes you just feel like it's no big deal. If I tell you to take out the garbage, I don't think I should congratulate you for that.
Exactly.
You're throwing your stuff away just like me. Just, you know, do it. But they don't feel appreciated if you don't notice it, if you don't talk about it. You know,
and that's like having a child. I'm not going to sit up there and guess what? I don't even, you know, tell my child, thank you for taking out that. No, that's your daggone nasty crap in the garbage, too, so take it out. Like, you live here in the house with me as well. So I, you know, I'm not going to praise you for taking out the garbage. That's something you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but all right. But
and
right,
I
listen,
think that's what
talk.
That makes them feel bad about that because it is. They do need to be praised for things that, you know, I would look at and think it's no big deal. I'm not clapping because
listen,
you washed
real,
the dish, you ate out.
Exactly.
real men ain't looking for that. They just
right.
going to do it
well,
and keep it moving.
Right, but once
they ain't doing it like that.
Right, well, like I said, once again, we know what kind of, some males that we have in this world today, and that's what they're looking for. They're looking for some, you know, brownie points. Even the ones that you have children with, they oh, I bought them a pair of pants. So, what do you want me to do? You bought them a pair of pants. That's nice. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, all right, you bought them a pair of pants. What do you want me to do? Do a backflip? No, that's what you're supposed to do. You know, that's what I'm saying. That's like, that's the type of mindset that I'm talking about. Like, it shouldn't have to be like that.
And I think they resent that because someone that's not independent may get into that praising. Oh, you bought him pants. Oh, that's so nice. I'm like, aren't you his father? Didn't
right.
You?
Absolutely.
Well, what are you talking about?
Absolutely,
now?
Child. I've been through that. And you would thought the father was the same age as the child. I bought him 5 pair of pants. So what? You know what I mean? Doing laying them out on the bed and want to see me? No, listen, go home. You did your deal. Go home.
Oh,
like, I ain't got time.
You see what does K Dog have to say about this?
Go home. I ain't got time.
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up? It's the K Dog. Here's what I gotta talk about. You know, when it comes to a lot of us, when it comes to, you know, independent women. And unfortunately, we live in an era where a lot of us as men, you know, I'm going to get to the ladies in a few, but a lot of us as men, let's just say you meet a woman, you do everything you can to win, to, you know, to get her to fall for you or to, you know, to get into a relationship with her because you're really feeling her. Okay. So you get into a relationship. All of a sudden, the same things that you used to do to woo her, you stop doing them. You get comfortable. You get lazy.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing goes when you marry a woman, you put a ring, oh, well, I got her now, she ain't going to leave. Dude, I learned this. I mean, I'm not going to say that I was perfect in my relationship. I mean, yes, there was a point that I did get comfortable, and, you know, I paid a heavy price for it. But after that, I learned that was a lesson that I learned. The same way you fought to get her is the same way you have to fight to keep her, because you know what? Number one, be the man in the relationship. She shouldn't have to be doing X, Y, and Z while you just sit there on your ass and do nothing or cross your arms and chill in the cut. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but some women out there are good with that.
Yep.
Yeah. Some of them are tolerant and some of them are not. And, you know, and that, you know, it makes a man look really bad when he's lazy. And when it comes to...
But wait a minute. You got, well, once again, not to throw the women under the bus, but once again, when you start dealing with the fuckboys, when you start dealing with the fuckboys and certain other types of males, if when you give them that room to be lazy, they're going to continue to do it. They're never going to step up.
Exactly. And you know what? They're never going to step up. What are
they
going to be doing?
They never knew
how
to.
Nope.
You know, they never
knew how to. Or they enjoy it because they're looking for someone to, you know, they're looking for somebody to just as Sherry said, praise them. Oh, you did such a good, oh my God.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get that praise, you know, from their own, you know, mother, and it's like at the end of the day, I'm not your mama. I'm not your mother. I'm not going to pacify you. I'm not your mother. You
exactly.
If you're doing something.
If you look,
you're doing that
your
because
mama.
You're a man. That's what you're supposed to do.
But now you see what you just said. Excuse me. You're a man. This is what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So. There's that factor of being too independent. You're deemed too independent when you don't let a man do what he's supposed to do. You can't say this is what you're
and
supposed to do,
intimidated
but you're not
it.
Letting us do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know what it is? Like I tell people this. You see, as a man, I want to do what I, you know, if I'm doing something, let me do it. Don't just grab it from me and oh, go ahead and do it. And after that, then you're going to throw it in my face and say like this, oh, he's lazy. Oh, do I have to do everything? I'm like, I was doing something and you just told me not to do it. So what the hell am I supposed to do? You know?
Exactly. But wait a minute. Before we go on with the last 7 minutes, real quick, we got to be like, happy birthday, 3054. Happy belated birthday to the hot
okay.
Room.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Happy birthday. Oh, you said it already.
Hey, happy birthday, old man.
Happy birthdays.
Oh, God.
He's fart and dust. He's fart and dust.
Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you, guys. All I want to say is, Big Red, you need me, okay? Without me, you're nothing, okay, Big Red? Hello, Cherry, but Big Red, you need me. I don't care
you
how
need
me. You need me, okay? I put you on the map, I bring you to this world, and I could take you out, all right, girlfriend? Hello.
He said you need me.
I'm just saying, silly. Like, I hear everybody's talking, but we forgot the main thing that everybody needs somebody. So this independent thing is overrated. It's way overrated. So I don't care if it's a man or a woman, we all need somebody in life.
You're right.
You know?
You're right.
Exactly.
You know, mm-hmm.
Right now, I need a beer.
Or...
I need a beer. That's what I need.
That's what I'm talking about. We all need somebody in life. Unless you want to be that lonely person and be miserable for the rest of your life, you need somebody.
Exactly.
But some people are good with that, though. Some women are good with that. They're good with, I'll be by myself all my life. Yeah, but you're going to need somebody sometime.
Are you going to
spend the rest of your life? Yeah, they're brainwashed into that stuff.
The only companion they're going to have is either a dog or a cat. They're going to live with that for the rest of their lives.
Hey, watch it. I got a cat.
No,
hey, watch that. I got a cat.
But let's be honest. How many times you going to use those sex toys in your life? You know, you need something
fresh
once in a while. So,
Listen, be honest with you, that's another topic because there isn't enough. There isn't, first of all, there's not enough men to go around. Like, women outnumber us. And the men that are out there, either they're playing for another team, or they're in jail, or you know they're just not looking. You know what I'm saying? They're just one of those that is like, nah, I'm good to be. I'd rather be single for the rest of my life. Like that. Like I said, that's something totally a whole nother topic. Like, She gives just a short.
But once again, brother, that's brainwashed. That's society today.
Right.
That they fall into that mindset.
Blame Steve Harvey.
Yep. Exactly.
Blame Steve Harvey for that.
Yo, I never. Think like a woman, but act like a man, but think like a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not supposed to be. We're both hardwired different ways. That's what makes us good together. So if we start thinking like one another, then where's the difference?
Right, that's where the problem comes in.
But
yeah, I really think after that, after like a lot of women started reading that, but not everyone, but you know, a lot of women, after they, you know, read that book, they just like took that to heart.
Yeah, they took it to heart. And you know what? It's dangerous. But you know what it is? I'm going to tell you why it's bad. Because, listen, the whole dynamic of dating, the whole dynamic of relationships have changed dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the nice walk in the park. It's not a nice going out on a date. No, it's more complicated than ever.
Well,
You know why? Because you got some women thinking like men. You got some women
right,
out there
exactly.
that are just like, yo, I just want to get my rocks off. You take your
right.
ass home.
Or show me, send me a penis picture, and that's it. Or, you know, they quick for that. They'll quick to tell the guy to show, you know, or the sweat. What's the thing, the gray sweatpants?
Yeah.
And, you know, you got some women that's doing like how the men do. Girl, you seen that print? It's like, okay, like, all right. Like,
yeah,
that's what he's supposed to have. He's a man.
Right. Like you said, we never see a penis or vagina before in our lifetime. You know, like, new. Overall, communication is a problem because people are too committed to their phone now. It's all about the phone.
Yeah, nobody talks to each other anymore.
Nope.
Everyone's all committed to their phone. Everybody's into their Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that social media. And
that's
like
the new relationship. That's the new relationship.
That's how you get a relationship now.
Yeah. And Hot Rod, you've heard me say this many times. Social media is a blessing and a curse at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It is a big challenge.
It seems like more of a curse now these days than a blessing.
It is. It's more of a curse. Because
a lot of people are not being themselves. Well, a lot of people actually don't know who they are, so they put out this facade and they use the internet and social media to do it. And the next thing you know, when they think they're in something meaningful, it's all been built
right.
on a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Uh-huh.
Because you know
so
what?
It never
you're,
works.
Using, you're broadcasting the whole damn thing all over social media. Who wants,
but,
you know,
big,
why are you doing that?
Big Red?
Yes.
I bought my son 2 slices of pizza today. So that's a brownie point for me, okay? 2 slices of pizza today.
You bought 2 slices?
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
I didn't buy the pan, but I bought the extra slice of pizza because you were hungry. Okay?
Stupid. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Listen, these days people cannot be satisfied because you know what? No matter how good you are to a person, they're willing to cut you off at the drop of a dime. Like, I can't be with you. Like, what the hell?
Well, that's why nowadays, if you have to find some type of satisfaction and love within self. Because
exactly.
if you're waiting for somebody else to give it to you, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to be missing out.
You're in the desert.
Appreciate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate
mm-hmm.
what you do.
You're going to be in the desert. You're going to be in the desert starving if you're looking for love. You got to have to love yourself first before anybody
so
can love you.
Last 60 seconds left. Hot Rod, once again, happy birthday, sir. What's going on for tomorrow night?
Yeah, happy birthday, bro.
Thank you. I'm not too sure yet. I'll figure something out to piss people off tomorrow night about something.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, with that being said, check out The Absolute Truth with Hot Rod, K-Dog, Sean Black, and Tisha. On Blog Talk Radio at 10:30 p.m. So on that note, thank you, Ms. Cherry, Hot Rod, K-Dog, and Big Red. Nice, very nice.
Oh, well,
nice form we had. And everybody have a great week.
You too.
Easy out there. Be safe.
Yep. Yes, be safe.
All
right, oh,
God. Take care, guys.
All right.
All right, good night, guys.
Good night, y'all.
Later.
Peace.
Later. Peace.
Thank you, Media Talk.